if you have a lot of peach trees, you might say that you have a...
orchard.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the inside of a cherry is called... It's the part you don't eat.
Just spit it out. Oh, the seed.
Okay, the inside of a peach?
Seed.
Okay. And the kind of peach where the flesh is really tight against the seed. You have to cut it away.
The pulp.
It's a kind of peach as compared to one where you can just break it open.
Oh, I can't think of it, but I know what you mean.
Would you call it cling?
Yes. Cling peach.
Okay, and the other kind would be called what, a free?
Yeah, free stone, because I just looked at them today.
Oh, really?
Isn't it amazing how that you can't even think, yes.
Okay, and what do you call the part of the apple that you throw away?
The core.
And can you tell me some different kinds of nuts?
Walnuts, pecans, chestnuts.
You have planters.
Peanuts.
Okay. And the kind that these come in Hershey bars. You have plain Hershey bars and?
Almonds.
Okay. What is the fruit that grows in Florida? It's very common. You have apples and?
Oranges.
Mm-hmm. And say if you had a bag of oranges and found that there were none left at all in the bag, you might say why? They're?
All gone.
Okay. You might say the?
The oranges all gone.
Okay. And this is a little red, red-covered root vegetable. Kind of peppery when you eat it. It's not a pepper. You eat it raw, and you might serve it with carrots and olives and celery. The inside of it's kind of white.
Radishes.
Okay. And the things that you make ketchup out of are called
tomatoes.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a name for the little tiny ones?
Well, we call them little salad tomatoes. I guess maybe there must be another name. Yeah, there is another name for them, but the little bitty ones are, and we call them just salad tomatoes.
Okay. And what is something with a strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes when you cut it?
Onion.
Mm-hmm. And do you have a name for the little tiny, young, fresh ones?
Spring onions.
And what is this vegetable that gets sort of slimy when you cook it?
Okra.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And if you leave an apple or plum around, it will dry up and the skin will...
Wrinkle.
Or...
Shrink.
Yeah,
and
sort
prune.
Of... You might say it's all...
Shriveled up.
Yeah. Okay. And can you tell me about some different kinds of beans and describe them?
Beans,
yeah.
Any kind. Just beans.
Yeah. Not necessarily baked, but...
A type of beans, like green beans and pinto beans and red beans and...
Okay, what would you call... Can you describe a green bean to me?
The green bean of the kind that's a fresh bean that's just been picked from the vine. Pinto beans are dried beans. And also the other kind of beans, like red beans.
How about the kind of large flat beans that you don't eat in the pod? You may serve a whole dish of them, and you could even count them, you know, little tiny things. Are they kind of yellowish green?
Are they beans or peas?
They're beans.
They are beans.
What would you call a butter bean or lima bean?
Was that what you were thinking of?
Yeah, how would you describe those to me?
Well, lima beans are a green. Well, they can be. The fresh lima beans are the ones that are green.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of greenish.